Heartland Theatre gets its Irish up for a play that offers romance among the thorns of a long simmering feud. It's Outside Mullingar by John Patrick Shanley. Anthony Riley and Rosemary Muldoon have grown up next to each other on two farms in rural Ireland. Now middle-aged, they're clueless and lovelorn. But that's only part of their problem. Their parents are embroiled in a feud over a strip of land between their farms. Rhys Lovell, artistic director of Heartland Theatre, says the strong characters and storytelling drew them to produce this play. The director is Don Lacasse, who says a small piece of land can bring about big changes, as Riley patriarch Tony decides to make his move.
Tony knows he doesn't have long to live, and he wants that piece back so that he can sell the property.
So, Don, why is land so important to the Irish?
Well, because for many centuries, you couldn't own land in Ireland if you were part of the common folk. And I don't think it was until sometime in the 19th century that they were finally able to buy land. And you can tell how important it is because the Irish always felt they wanted to keep it in the family, pass it down generation to generation, and it was the obligation when you were the owner that you left the property to your descendants in better shape than it was when you got it. And of course, it's in less shape because he doesn't have the access to the road.
The older generation may be butting heads over the land, but the younger generation, there's something else going on there that is more a matter of the heart. Rhys, can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, Anthony and Rosemary both have dreams of their own. There's a yearning there. It's stronger in one of the characters than the other to get away. They're also not a young couple. They're both in their late 30s, early 40s. It's a later in life romance that we're seeing. It's also a romance that has been bubbling for decades. Yeah, there's an incident that happens in the past that has everything to do with this argument over this tract of land that separates the two farms. And you'll have to come see the show to find out about that.
What I find is beautiful is the fact that it's a play that has a love story, but the love story is between two middle-aged people.
That's right. That's right. And it's an unconventional romance. And really, although it's been sounding a little heavy as we've been talking, it really is a romantic comedy.
I've read that it's an unromantic comedy.
I think that's because you have two rather non-traditional lovers. They're older and more mature. To me, it makes, of course, given my age, it makes a much more interesting story for me.
They're not necessarily going through the kind of courtship that you would typically see in a romantic comedy.
Well, they go 3 years living next door to each other and not seeing each other.
It's almost an antagonistic relationship at the beginning when you see the way that they interact with one another.
But and there's a lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge going on here that no one can see.
I think Rosemary is by far the more aggressive of the two in terms of moving that relationship forward because she pines for him, right?
She's a force of nature. She has loved him as long as she can remember, since at least 6 years old. And he is not even aware of it.
Well, I'll ask you guys, why is romance so difficult when you're middle-aged?
I think because you are, hopefully by that age, you have figured out who you are and what matters the most to you. And whether or not those feelings and ideologies are compatible with somebody else, you know, who's also made up their mind, I'm going to be this and I'm going to pursue these things. So you don't always know. So there's that feeling of, if I go for this, is it going to work? And it's too late in life for me to get my heart broken again.
Right. I think there's a fear that you've settled into your ways and it's going to be very hard to break those ways and to change for someone else.
Well, this is set in Ireland. Is this an Irish-American play or is it an Irish play? There is a difference there.
Yes, it really is an Irish-American. When John Patrick Shanley began his career as a playwright, and he was born here in the States, he did not want to become an Irish playwright. But then when his father, who was quite old, asked him to accompany him to Ireland, back to the homestead and the farm where his father grew up, he decided he better go. His dad wanted him to go, and he absolutely loved it. And he decided he had to write his Irish play.
So this play, since it is set in Ireland, Rhys is calling on the actors to do Irish accents. Do you, as artistic director, like to choose plays that will test actors in that sort of regard, to have to come up with accents?
Well, no, not particularly. We're looking for, you know, compelling stories to tell. And it just happens that this uses the Irish dialect. We've got a terrific dialect coach working with us for the first time, Kelsey Fisher-Waits, and she has already met with the cast quite a few times, going over the fundamentals of the dialect, and continues to meet with them. But, you know, the thing about dialects, and Don was just talking about this at an inside look at the Normal Public Library the other night, you can get so focused as an actor on the dialect that everything else kind of falls to the side, and it becomes about watching an actor do a dialect rather than who is Anthony. Yes, he happens to speak in an Irish brogue, but we're more interested in what's at the root of this man.
And Don, how are you helping them get down to the root beneath the brogue?
Well, that's one reason to have a dialect coach, so that hopefully through a lot of repetition, which they do, that they will get to a point where they can forget about the accent, that it'll just be there, and then they can start focusing on the action and the relationships in the play.
Rhys, tell me why you think audiences should come and see this. What do you think audiences will most get from outside Mullingar?
That it's never too late to fall in love, that it's never too late to realize your full potential in life. Seize life. Seize the moment.
Seize the moment.
That's Don LaCasse and Rhys Lovell from Heartland Theatre. Outside Mullingar runs October 31st through November 16th. I'm Laura Kennedy.